having outbreaks and starting to move in the wrong direction again.
Dr. Atul Gawande, I want to thank you so much for being with us, former head of global health at USAID, U.S. Agency for International Development. We'll link your article for The New Yorker. The shutdown of USAID has already killed hundreds of thousands. Professor of surgery at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, professor of the practice at Harvard Medical School. That does it for our show. Very happy birthday to Ishmael Darrow. Tonight is the premiere of Steal the Story, Please at the SVA Theater here in New York City. Nermeen and I will be there at 6:15 tomorrow morning at IFC in New York City at 11:15. I'll be speaking in Amsterdam, yep, in the Netherlands on Saturday before the two premieres at 5:15 and at 8:30 in the evening at the Royal Theatre Carré. Hope to see many people there at the largest international doc fest in Europe. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody.
Welcome to another invigorating episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Rooster Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. In addition to our usual shenanigans, we've got a great conversation with Noah and Tommy from the Barefoot Movement. And they're coming to West Virginia and Pittsburgh. So those of you who are listening to my voice in Pittsburgh or in Kaiser, West Virginia, that should be a lot of fun for you. Hey, we're going to start off on the liquored up side of the family like we usually do. And first up is Jimmy Burns singing about that whiskey-headed woman.
Stuck out, baby, crying just one more half a pint, 'cause you're the whiskey-headed woman.
whiskey, that moonshine whiskey, talking all out your head, cause you're the whiskey-headed woman, baby. And you stay drunk all the time. If you don't stop that drinking, woman, I believe you're gonna lose.
Small conversations can make a big impact, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And now we're going to have a bit of baby stovepipe with some whiskey before breakfast. Let her go.
Ought to be a crime. When I start drinking, bound to lose my mind. Oh, brother, gotta get some one more time. What's that smoking? Yacht across the hill. Looks like my secret hideaway. We've had so many years. John Lydon, come, run us away from here. Burn down the liquor store. Burn down the liquor store. John Lydon, burn down the liquor store. John Lydon, burn down the liquor store. For that bootleg whiskey, where we gonna roll? Working in the fields, all the hot long day. Dreaming about those nights we used to drink our blues away. But now I feel drinking my own tears. You turn water to whiskey, and that's what the preachers say. Lord, I need a miracle, get me through the day. Muddy water, come, wash these blues away. Burn that liquor store. Burn that liquor store, John Long, burn that liquor store. John Long, burn that liquor store. For that bootleg whiskey, where we gon' go? He said, could you make me some more of your moonshine? Oh, yeah! Burn that liquor store. Burn that liquor store. John Law, burn that liquor store. John Law, burn that liquor store. For that bootleg whiskey, where we gonna go? Burn that liquor store. Burn that liquor store. John Law, burn that liquor store. John Law, burn that liquor store. For that bootleg whiskey, where we gonna go?
I'm sinking, cab fare and you drive me to drinking. Ooh. Concrete in the coffee you're spilling, cold feet all the time that you're killing. You ain't gonna get it.
ain't hot, it'll burn if you let it. Ooh. Keep on writing your name in the gutter. One night is the same as another.
In the background, you're listening to Jerry Correll on the fiddle and his band, the Grayson County Daredevils, doing Cluck in Hand and then Bonaparte's Retreat from their 2013 record, Staggering Blues, and that'll be the musical bed. Why tell you about our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Rooster Program, depending on where you are listening. We opened up with Jimmy Burns doing Whiskey Headed Woman from his 1996 record, Leaving Here Walking. Then we went back to 1961, and as the weather is getting chillier, Red Foley singing about a hot toddy. Sure fit, hot toddy from Red Foley. Then after the PSA, you heard from the Ronstadt Generations. Now this is interesting. It's Michael J. Ronstadt, the younger brother of Linda Ronstadt, along with his sons Michael G. and Petey. Now Michael G. is still active in the music business, but this was John Law Burned Down the Liquor Store from the Ronstadt Generations 2012 record, Prelude. Then you heard from the Stillhouse Junkies doing "The Whiskey Works the Same in New York City." That's a recent release they put out. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Noah Wall and Tommy Norris of the Barefoot Movement. And like we usually do, before you hear the conversation, we're going to hear a track from the Barefoot Movement. The track is "Second Time Around" from back in 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was the Barefoot Movement playing "Second Time Around" from their 2013 release, Figures of the Year. And joining me on the call today are both Tommy Norris and Noah Wall, the leaders and co-founders of Barefoot Movement. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
These artists are so eager. I jumped into the Zoom room at 1 minute before I was going to start, and there they were waiting for me.
You know, now that we have a kid, it's like we're hanging by a thread on all things time related. So we try.
Doesn't that change everything, huh?
For sure. Yeah. Especially our sleeping patterns.
How old is your wee one?
She will be 18 months next week, November 5th. So it might be the day this airs. She'll be 18 months.
Folks, you just heard The Second Time Around, which is from their 2013 release, Figures of the Year. I think that's a really good example of the way the barefoot movement sounded before COVID-19, when you were like a four-piece band.
You know, the big difference is most of our recordings that we did, that we released post-pandemic had drums on them. And we kind of felt like it was literally just the same music, but we added drums. Now that might affect, you know, like Tommy is the mandolin player. You know, when you have a drum kit, you know, the mandolin's role kind of changes a little bit because their mandolin is so percussive that, you know, you don't really need that as much when you actually have percussion.
Yeah, it actually freed me up. Instead of having to chop the whole time, I can play more melodic lines and riffs and things like that. Because I can't compete with the snare drum even if I wanted to. So
yeah, so you don't have to do the backbeat chop. You can go ahead and play gorilla mandolin. You know, where you're up in the trees taking pot shots at the melody as it goes by.
That's right. I like that. I never heard that.
But we still tour mostly as a four piece, just for financial reasons. And so the songs, even though the record has drums, where it's like Tommy has to have two different ways that he plays, you know, once when he's with drums and then when we're majority of the time without. So that's, I'm sure, keeps you on your toes, or your fingertips anyway.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. No complaints.
But see, it's really interesting to have that difference and to know it and to know how to handle it. You know, you go into the studio and you get one sound, and then the live barefoot movement is a more acoustic sound without the drums.
That's right.
You know, in some ways, I was just thinking about this as I was driving home earlier today. You guys remind me of two other bands that I play on Whiskey Before Breakfast, our radio show. The Rails, you know, with Cammy Thompson, Richard Thompson's daughter, and her partner, James Wellborn, and The Mammals, with Jay Unger's daughter, Ruth Unger, and her partner, Mike Miranda. It's like taking traditional roots as your starting place and making your own music.
Yeah, I mean, I think that pretty much is the nail on the head, you know. We definitely play these traditional instruments and have traditional influences, but we have a lot of other influences too. And I think I've just always been intrigued by making, even just like in the covers that we do, we'll do a heavy metal cover or whatever. And I just think it's so cool to see how we can make those songs work with acoustic instruments. I don't know. There's just something about acoustic instruments that really excite me. And of course, roots music and in all its forms, you know, just lends itself so well to that. But so do other styles. I mean, they're just really honest to God, useful instruments that can be played in a lot more styles than maybe, you know, other people might think. But I think they're so versatile.
You know, before we go any further, we probably ought to tell the folks why we are talking to you, because my radio adventures are based out of Pittsburgh. And you guys are coming to the Kleipe House at the original Pittsburgh Winery on November 15th for a 7:30 p.m. concert. We are all looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm so excited, too. We haven't been to Pittsburgh in over 10 years, I think.
Has it been that long?
I think so, because I don't know. Nah, we played there with Alex
that
one time. But it might have been, like, 2015. It probably was 2016. Sorry, but it's been pushing 10 years, I think.
I know that the night before you appear in Pittsburgh, you're going to be appearing at one of everybody's favorite places, the Purple Fiddle in Thomas, West Virginia.
That's right. So we're doing a really nice Midwest run, playing in
Muncie, Indiana, Columbus, Ohio, Peninsula, Ohio at the GAR Hall. In Columbus, we're at a place called Natalie's. And then we'll be, like you said, at the Purple Fiddle in Thomas, which is a place we've played many times. And it was one of the first places we played ever, like on one of our very first tours.
Yeah.
And I still have those pictures that I took from my digital camera. It was like before I had a smartphone.
Don't age us too much.
No, I mean, our first tour like that, I remember it was like a big purchase for me to get a Garmin and have like a GPS, because it was like, I am not printing out maps and stuff for every stop we're making. So we're going to splurge and buy this Garmin that we still have, you know, but that is so crazy how quickly that went away. So, you know, touring has changed. We've seen it change. It's been wild.
We are chatting with Tommy Norris and Noel Wall, the band Barefoot Movement, who will be coming to Pittsburgh on November 15th. For Calliope House. But folks, wherever you're listening to this conversation, go out and support live music and live music series. That's where it's at. Right, gang?
Please, right. Yes. That's how we make most of our money these days. You know, music it's almost like it's not the commodity it once was. You know, you can get it anywhere. So, but you can't get live performances in person anywhere unless you're there.
One of the things that I love about your music is that you do start from the traditional place and you make something new out of it, like the next track, Sarah Jane, from your most recent release, Let It Out, which came out in 2024. I mean, there's all sorts of traditional country kind of references in the lyrics to Sarah Jane.
Yeah, this is a special song for me, and I tell this story a lot on stage because I think it helps people connect with the song. My great-grandmother, I was really lucky to have her until I was 26 years old, and she was like the grandma that you just imagine, like the sugary, sweet, you know, perfect little, sweet little old lady, and she was just awesome, and Tommy knew her too, and mm-hmm. She was in the nursing home towards the end of her life, and I took her out of the nursing home one day when I was living in Tennessee. So I'd come home, and I remember I'd always make a stop to see her when I came home to North Carolina for the holidays. And so I took her to get her nails done, and she was giving her a back rub while she was getting her nails done. I just wanted her to feel really pampered. And she said this phrase, she says, I guess because in an exclamation of how nice the back rub felt, she said, "Whoo, jump back, Sarah Jane." And I just thought that was the funniest thing. I had never heard it, and so I wrote it down. And so the whole song is about her. Her name was not Sarah Jane. I don't know who Sarah Jane was, but I just used that phrase. But she was a mother of three boys. Her husband was an alcoholic, unfortunately, and died in an accident. And so she pretty much raised those boys by herself, and she worked at the cotton mill, and she made the best biscuits in the world. And so those are all references that you will hear about in the song.
Friday evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was Sarah Jane from the Barefoot Movement. And that's from their latest release, Let It Out, which came out in 2024. And Tommy and Noah from the band are sitting here with me in a Zoom call as we're getting ready for them to come to Pittsburgh, my home base in the land of radio for Calliope, on November 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the original Pittsburgh Winery, 2809 Penn Avenue in the Strip District of Pittsburgh. And for more information about the concert, go to CalliopeHouse, all one word, .org. Well, Tommy, you should probably tell us where people can go to learn more about the Barefoot Movement.
Well, we have a website, thebarefootmovementofficial.com, and we're on all the socials. I would say we probably Instagram would be the best place to follow us.
Or Facebook.
It's Instagram, Facebook. Thing. Yeah, I mean, we have Twitter, but, you know.
And TikTok.
You're all over YouTube, too.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We have a lot of fun covers we do on YouTube, including covers you might not expect an acoustic bluegrass-flavored band to play, such as Ozzy Osbourne and Blue Oyster Cult and some other things. So definitely check out our YouTube channel. I think that's just the Barefoot Movement. You can just type that into YouTube and it should pop up.
We also have a Patreon that is a really nice community. And Patreon's another way that artists can make money these days. And we have, like, you can just, if you want to pay $1 a month, that's all you can contribute. It's just, we'll put behind the scenes stuff on there and things that we don't put on socials. I don't really like share pictures of our daughter or anything like that on the socials, but I'm a little more, because it's such a nice, tight-knit community on there, people we know really well, and we like to get to know our fans better, and that's another place to connect.
I want to hear you tell the story of how you two met, because that is such a cute story.
You know, I tell this story all the time. Maybe you should tell it, because I like to hear how it's different when you tell it.
Yeah, there's two different stories. I'm not sure which one you're referring to, but I'll tell it from my perspective. The first time, one of the first times I was aware of Noah's existence, I was playing drums in the jazz band in high school, and we had a Christmas concert, and Noah was a guest vocalist singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And so that was the first time I really got to hear her sing. And as I say, our first show together, technically. Okay. She didn't know I existed, but I was back there playing drums.
You guys are still in high school.
Yeah.
That was junior year. Yeah,
junior year of high school. And funnily enough, I didn't even rehearse that song, but the drummer who was supposed to play it just didn't show up to the concert. So I filled in, and that was our first show together. And then a few months later, I asked her, I came up to her at her locker, because I was in a rock band at the time, and you could kind of see that, obviously radio listeners can't, but there's a flying V hanging on the wall in the background. I was playing that in a rock band, and came up to her at her locker and asked her if she wanted to sing in my band, and she said no, that she was too busy. And then I'll let you fill in from here, Noah.
I was busy. I was a theater kid. I think we were doing Camelot right then. And I also should note, a flying V is an electric guitar. Some people might not know what a V is. They're like, they just have a V flying in their house. but anyway, I was a busy high school kid, and so yeah, I said no. But by the next year, by senior year, I knew that I was going to go to East Tennessee State University and study the Bluegrass Old Time and Country Music program. And I think I had just decided, okay, after high school, I'm going to get serious about music. And I heard him play in his classical guitar in our senior English class. And at that time, I was like, okay, this guy is... he's got so much more musical depth than any of the other kids that I know that are just playing Smells Like Teen Spirit, you know, on the guitar or whatever. And so I wrote him like a 7.5-page letter.
Oh, a 7.5-page letter?
You mean I'm like not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, because I felt like it was going to have to be a sell to get him to play the kind of music I wanted to play. Because I wanted to do folk music. Like, this guy had never heard of even, like, Nickel Creek or anything at the time.
Nope, not at the time, nope.
And so, but he played classical guitar. And so I knew that, like, okay, he obviously likes music beyond, you know, what everybody else is listening to right now. And so I wrote him this letter, and I made him, like, a mixed CD with Nickel Creek and some music like that on there just to, like, introduce him to, like, the bluegrass-inspired world and, like, show him the potential of what we could do. And he was like, okay, yeah, sure, I guess, you know. And at the time, didn't even play the mandolin. I played the mandolin. Well, I had a mandolin that I could clunk around on, and then he took my mandolin, and that became his instrument. So round one way or another, we finally ended up playing music together, and that was in high school. So we've been at it a long time.
And now we're married.
So. And parents.
And that's parents. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Tommy and Noah from the Barefoot Movement. And do you guys really play barefoot?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
You know, we kind of get crap for it if we don't, you know. But I think we always say on stage that it's more a state of mind than a state of undress. And we want you to feel barefoot, like just really relaxed. And so if we come out on stage barefoot, then hopefully that sets the tone for the kind of evening we want you to have.
As you can tell, folks, the Barefoot Movement is a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of fun to chat with, a whole lot of fun to listen to. I'm really glad you guys had the time to join us. Thank you so much. One of the things we didn't really explore a whole lot at first is how has your music changed? If you look back to your first couple of CDs, oh my God, first couple of releases, and now your latest one, Let It Out. Your music is different, but it's still rooted in what's come before.
For sure. I think, you know, on one hand, it's like, as the songwriter, it's hard for, like, I can see it both ways, because I've never changed the way that I write songs. I just write what comes out. But I think what maybe has changed is that I am willing to just, well, I don't know. I mean, I was always willing, but I feel like now that we have, like, maybe in the beginning we were more concerned about absolutely being able to replicate what we did on the record on stage. And that is one philosophy, you know, one way to look at it. But I think what changed for me mentally is knowing that the records are going to way outlive, you know, us being able to perform live. Now, we have videos and things, but I just decided, especially with the last album, that we wanted to make a sonically really, really awesome album, and to, like, just give these songs every bit of potential that they had to just make the biggest impact, and to just really let the songs come through in the way that we felt like would make the most out of what they were.
So you did things like invite other people to play on the record that would not be with you on stage, or, as you said, you add drums that wouldn't be with you when you're touring as a four-piece.
Exactly. Or layering things that you know, like there's more violins in places that I can't play and sing at the same time live, and just not worrying about it, you know, and knowing like we're going to work it out how we're going to play this on stage. Let's just let the record be what it is. And yeah, and the other thing, you know, is the big shift that happened in our band in the pandemic is that, you know, before, even though Tommy and I started the band, we had other band members, and we always had dreamed of having this, you know, egalitarian, if that's the right word, or, you know, system where we were all kind of equal and whatnot, even though it never really was that way, because it just couldn't be with the way that it was. Tommy and I started it, and we're bringing other people in. But we did have a guitarist that was our longest running guitarist for 7 years, our friend Alex. And it's just when the pandemic hit, I mean, it was hard on everyone I know, but one of the hardest moments for me was we were scheduled to play at Merlefest, and we had been working on this record for so long, and we really thought this was going to be our moment because we had the set between Alison Krauss and Willie Nelson.
Oh my
God.
We
were like in between them. And so when that festival got canceled, that really broke me. But anyway, and Alex, he already had a daughter, and so he just had to go and like make money elsewhere. And so he had to give up his music at that point. Luckily, you know, he's actually going to tour with us in December. We're still really good friends. And the same kind of thing happened with our bass player, Katie, she was with us a total of 7 years, and she's now with Sister Sadie. Yeah. A really great all-female bluegrass band. But she also, so they're both coming back in December to tour with us. So it's nice that we can still tour with them. But it also, even though it really, really hurt to see them go because I loved that lineup so much, it gave us the freedom to be able to ask other people to play on the record. And to, like, now when we tour, you know, it depends on where we are in the country. We have different bassists that join us. We mostly have the same guitarist, a guy named Ben Howington here in North Carolina. But we just never would have done that before because we were so focused on the four piece. But mm-hmm. now we just get to make music and invite all our friends to be a part of it. You know, Alex and Katie are both on the record in places. But we have other singers. We have banjo players. We've got drummers. You know, so and Ben too. We've got multiple guitar players. Tommy played guitar on some. Like, it just opened it up, and it was really nice because it felt like it brought it back to where it started, which was me and Tommy, our brainchild that was born in AP English senior year, and it felt right. It felt right, even though it was bittersweet.
Well, we are chatting with Noah Wall and Tommy Norris of the Barefoot Movement, who are coming to Pittsburgh on November 15th at 7:30 p.m. for Calliope House. And for more information about the concert, go to calliopehouse.org. And if you're not listening in Pittsburgh, support live music wherever you are hearing this conversation. Now, you were talking about inviting other people to participate in the latest record, and you invited banjo player Jens Krueger to play on a track.
Yeah, he is the nicest guy and so supportive of us and our music. And I got to know him pretty well. If you've ever been to Merlefest, it's a huge, you know, Doc Watson's legacy music festival in North Carolina. And there's a band called The Waybacks who does this really cool event called the Hillside Album Hour. They play a record from start to finish, and no one knows what it's going to be. So it's always like a big event at Merlefest, and they assemble this amazing band. And Jens is always a part of the band. And I'm always positioned right next to him when I sing with them. And I've done it like 5 or 6 times. And so I've gotten to know him really well. And he invited us on his live stream during the pandemic, and we played this song together. And when we went to finish the recording, I was like, we got to get Jens. We got to get him. He just took the song up a few levels, you know, having his banjo on there. And so we call this the feel good track of the record. And I think what he did really elevated the song for sure. It's a song I wrote with my mom.
Tommy, what's the name of the song the folks are going to hear?
The name of the song is So Far Down, featuring Jens Krueger.
Thank you so much, Noah and Tommy.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice meeting you.
Thank you so much. This was really nice.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much to Noah Wall and Tommy Norris of the Barefoot Movement for spending so much time with us during the course of the conversation. You heard Second Time Around from the 2013 Record Figures of the Year, and then Sarah Jane from their 2024 record Let It Out, and the last track in the conversation was So Far Down, also from Let It Out. In the background right now, you're listening to Noah Fiddle Away on Shuckin' the Brush from their 2016 release, Live in L.A., the Barefoot Movement. Let's see if we can squeeze in two more songs before the station break. First one's going to be from Peter Mulvey, and the second from Jerry Jeff Walker.
We sang every time we say goodbye that last night in Ballymore. Then we walked up on Church Mountain in the cloud. And from Ballinhead to Inishman, down to the Wexford shore. Oh, we always came back to your old house, built by Johnny Nowlin. Oh, the moon is just a silver stag, and Beckett was a bird of prey. The rain is steady now, looks like it's down for the day. Just a soldier in your army, and a proud one. Now we're all just travelers on the shore, lifting up our little songs, the quiet and the loud ones. And of course, there is still music of a night in Ballymore. Oh, the moon is just a silver stag, and Beckett was a bird of prey. The rain is steady now, looks like it's down for the day. Hats off to you, old friend, and now it's down for the day. On love, here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. Thought that cards were a frame-up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on your foot goodbye. I'm on the ball again, I'm riding for a fall again, I'm gonna give it my all again, taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love.
And we close the first hour of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio with the Roots Program with Peter Mulvey singing Beckett Was a Bird of Prey. And then Jerry Jeff Walker, taking a chance on love. Stick around, because after the station break, we'll be back with more great music.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so